Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And click Submit Strawberry Letter, because you never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Before we do the Strawberry Letter, I just want to put a disclaimer out for young children that are riding in the cars with their parents and everything. You might want to turn away. This letter gets a little racy at times, a little spicy, okay? Thank you. Subject: nothing is big except his mouth. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend has to have the spotlight on him at all times. It seems like every week he tells me that he went off on a coworker because they don't respect his authority. I always have to remind him that he's not anyone's supervisor at the job. He's just been there longer than anyone else. He's got a big ego and a big mouth. He laughs loud and he brags all of the time. I'm talking about bragging like he can knock it out of the park every night when he's really not even tapping first base. When I met him, he bragged about his size and kept telling me to grab onto it. I should have grabbed it and stretched it a little bit each time I saw him. I had seen him without clothes on, and I don't know much about a man, so I assumed it might get bigger when he got excited. Well, we finally had sex and it stayed the same size. It's like he doesn't know he's small because he kept bragging the whole time. I got annoyed at him, and now when I see him, I think of how big his feet are and how short his toes are. My mind goes to the craziest things about a person once they disappoint me. He has nothing big on him except his mouth and his ego. I don't want to throw him away just because he's tiny. I'm willing to work on this relationship a little longer. He thinks I'm falling in love with him, but that's not what's happening, at least not yet. I want to continue to get to know him and find ways to make our sex life better despite his small size. It is hard to find a man these days, and I'm pretty sure this man won't ever cheat on me. Or if he does cheat, it would only happen once because he's so tiny. Do you think he can ever change? Am I crazy to stay with him?
Okay, Shirley, before you answer this letter, I am sitting up on the edge of my seat to see how Shirley gonna answer this one. Go ahead, Shirley.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you. Anyway, she says, is she crazy to stay with him? I'm really not sure what you want Steve and I to do here. There's not a lot we can do about your particular situation. And sorry you had to find out about his size that way. Maybe you could have accepted it better and not have been so disappointed had he not built himself up and bragged about his size so much. When you ask if he could ever change, are you talking about his size? Probably not. Probably not. Can he change his big mouth? Well, yes, definitely he can do that, but he's not going to do that because he's been bragging for way too long. It's a part of him now. First, you need to decide, why are you really with this man? You have said nothing good about him in this entire letter. You even said if he cheats, it will only be one time because of his size, which means if he cheated, you know he would come back to you, so you would put up with that. So my question is, are you settling because you don't believe you can get anyone else? You said you want to stay and work with him. This is not what makes a good relationship, settling. You're going to continue to complain about him if you stay. So no, I'm saying don't settle, sis. Don't settle. You got to make up your mind here. Either you're going to be with them or not. And you don't, there's nothing good in this letter that you've written about him. So why stay? Steve?
Here's what I take away from this whole letter. Now, I'm going to do a reenactment on the second half because there's really nowhere to go. Shirley's absolutely correct. What do you want us to do? But I'm going to tell you one thing, though. This man right here is the epitome of Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. This man has thought himself into everything he needed to feel good about. He got a big mouth. He ain't the supervisor on the job, but he got everybody thinking that way. He got a big ego because he's a small man. He got a big mouth because he's a small man. He laughs loud and brags all the time because he's a small man. I'm talking about bragging like he can knock it out the park every night. He ain't even really tapping first base. But in his mind, though, this boy has convinced himself that he all of that and a bag of chips. When you met him, he bragged about his size, and he kept telling me, grab on to it. I should have grabbed and stretched a little bit every time I saw him. I'd have seen him without clothes on, and I don't know much about a man, so I assumed it might get bigger when he got excited. Now, let me tell you what's wrong so far. And you assume when you saw him naked how small he was when he got excited he would get bigger. Normally, that's what happens. He's not been on a lot of sports teams with guys before. Because when you get in the locker room and you play sports is when you first discover you might be in a little bit of trouble. So here's what's happening. When you play sports, you're in a locker room. And that's when you discover you might not be all you think you are. So obviously he ain't played no sports. Because I remember when Eric Green came out the shower.
Who's that?
Eric the Great. That's what he was called after he came out of the shower. Eric the Great Green. Lord have mercy. We was in the ninth grade. That boy came out the shower. I said, who uncle is this?
Hold on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up in 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, nothing is big except his mouth.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is nothing is big except his mouth.
Now, she's been dating this man that's been bragging. He's boastful. He loud. He talk crazy. He think he more than he is, a supervisor. He and then when it comes down to the bedroom, ain't nothing big on him but his mouth. The man is small, and he been using the power of positive thinking and has convinced himself and has tried to convince her that he is all of that and everything. Grab it. You know, she said in the middle of the letter she don't know much about a man, but mm-hmm. she thought that if she saw him without his clothes on when he got excited, it would get bigger. That's how it works. But that ain't how it worked with him. And the reason he don't understand is because he's not an athletic man. He didn't play sports. Because when you play sports, you be around men all the time. You come out that shower. I was in the ninth grade when Eric the Great Green came out the shower one time in the ninth grade.
How old were you guys?
Well, I was in ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
You know, 14. 14. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. Eric the Great Green came. His name was just Eric Green at first.
But after the
but
shower,
when he came though. Out that shower naked, everybody called him Eric the Great. He was a Viking. That boy came out that shower. We were sitting there, let's little boys, we was just going, Lord, Jesus, who uncle is this? Who daddy? Who Lord? What is and we all knew then. We had some growing to do. And Eric the Great was already there. So obviously this man has not been around athletics anymore.
Uh-huh.
Now, you want to know what can you do? And there's nothing me and Shirley can help
no.
you do. There are products that can help him. There was a product out years back called Extend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about seeing that anymore. I don't see even commercials on that no more. But they have stuff that you can do. He got to do something. But it ain't really. The problem is, he's kind of like dealing with an early alcoholic. He don't know they're alcoholic yet. He don't know he's small. And you got to stop helping with all that hollering. You know, you're going to have to
be a little
bit
more fault. But yeah, I don't understand how he doesn't know that.
Oh, okay. He don't know because he think he killing. Oh, yeah. Wow. See, he ain't listening to nobody but himself. You got to tune yourself out, fellas, and listen to these women all this in here. Yeah, all right. Woo!
In meantime, she's looking at her phone.
Yeah, she's looking at her nails. Uh-huh.
She doing her nails.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's
so
on TV.
So now, bro, you just delusional about who you are. So to show you how it works, ladies, you can ask me anything. You're in a relationship with me, and you're trying to bring and breach the subject and ask me in a cool way, and I'm going to show you how he handling the conversation.
Honey,
hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey, can you tone it down
Daddy
a little
here.
Bit?
Big
yeah,
Daddy.
You're talking so loud. Why are you so loud?
I can't help it. You know, big man got to do big things. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, girl? I can't help it. I can't tone it down because it won't tone down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got that. You can't tone
hey,
it down
up,
when
baby
you
girl.
Yeah, I got all that. But when you're laughing, why are you just over the top at a 10 with the laughter, falling all out? Come on.
Girl,
now.
Listen to me. If I don't laugh loud, all I'm going to hear you doing is crying.
Oh, you know is that what you're saying?
Because I got all this here on you like this here, and all that crying. You know, I do the last help come up all this whipping and moaning. You know, you moaning and stuff, I'd rather hear laughter. You know, supposed to be a great time for both of us. So I laugh hard so we can go and get in the mood. Because if I stop this laughter, I got to deal with these moans of ecstasy and sometimes pain because it's just so much. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I know
hey,
that. Hey, that you know, you brag a lot, you're loud and everything, but do you have any idea, you know, like, how can I put this gingerly? You're small, you know, for a grown man.
That was gingerly?
Small for a grown man.
Yes. And I haven't been with a lot of guys.
Well, you read the letter. What these little toes got to do with it?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got small toes for a man, but that's because I done tore off all these sheets from all this gripping I've been doing all of my life. You know what I mean? These toes are stunted because I done had to stand up on them because I be standing up in it. So now I done crushed my toes down. Girl, I'm just, you know how hard it is to be this size and have to try to explain this to people. You know what I mean? So, you know, baby, I'm just, you know, small. I got these small toes, but now I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
everything
short.
I else got, everything I else, girl,
Toes are okay. Short.
Yeah.
Short.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, short toes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know. I'm really trying.
You're breathless, ain't you? You're
no,
so much
that's not it. You're not taking my breath away at
oh,
all.
Oh, it took your breath to sound like you can't talk. That's what I do. I get them speechless.
That's just it. Yeah. You don't let nobody talk. You overlap.
No, because I don't want you.
You bragging.
Because I know you're having trouble describing what's happening to you.
I've
been trying to help it out. You know what I'm saying?
But you just lied. I'm trying to communicate with you and tell you how we can make
communicate,
it better.
Baby. Go ahead.
Okay.
Communicate. I'm listening, but I don't hear nothing. Because in my mind, I hear moaning. In my mind, I hear satisfaction.
Now
in my mind, I hear gratitude. In my mind, I hear, oh, Lord, I can't take no more.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.